that scene is also about dollarization, and we didn't get it at first. Like, we had heard that Ecuador's economy had been dollarized, but usually what that means is that the country's economy has been, like, fixed to the U.S. dollar, but they've been pushed another step further in countries like Ecuador and El Salvador, where they actually use U.S. dollars and coins as their currency now. So it's caused this really tremendous amount of inflation for people there, and people are very angry about it.
Why did the government take this step?
It's part of, like, the push of, like, structural adjustment and things like the agenda of the World Bank. Well, you know, we'll give you this and that, but you have to, like, do this. And so it's this trade-off where people get pushed into it and sort of tricked. You know, it sounds like a good deal, but it ends up really benefiting certain, you know, the first world countries.
A lot of times the World Bank won't give a loan unless a country agrees to do that.
And so the ants are taking their tools and dismantling the pipeline. And they're not just dismantling the pipeline, but they're also dismantling the concept of the corrupt nation state of Colombia. Some people we spoke with consider Colombia to be like a virtual country or a mass hallucination. They feel that they have their own pueblo, their own nation, despite the fact that hundreds of years ago colonists came and decided to name this part of the world after Christopher Columbus. So there's a saying throughout many parts of Latin America that the revolution is the work of the ants. The revolution isn't necessarily a bloodbath where everything's going to change at once, but it's the things, it's like the little things that we do every day to dismantle the system. So it's not one big machete to decapitate the system, but tons of tiny little machetes that are really annoying to the system.
Or maybe it's a reference to how small you feel under the weight of all that work that needs to be done. But either way, we feel like we have a lot to learn from the ants, and that's why they're part of the story, and that's the end of the story.